Thousands in the East Bay still unable to go home after a fire threatens a natural gas pipeline. Plus, activists in hazmat suits. Protesters in the South Bay say they are fed up with Google calling the tech giant toxic. And here's something you don't hear every day. Bay Area rent prices are actually dropping. The reason why. Good morning, everyone. I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update. We begin with breaking news out of Bay Point this morning. Thousands of people have been forced out of their homes after a vault fire threatened a pipeline for the Chevron refinery. This is in the area of Poinsettia and Sassoon Avenues. Now, take a look at this drone video from Pittsburgh police. The infrared video shows the vault fire. Fire officials are using the drone to see how the fire has progressed. Contra Costa County Fire says this all began just before 9 last night after a grass fire broke out. The 12-inch high-pressure natural gas line runs through the East Bay. Right now, fire officials are waiting on Chevron to purge the pipeline of natural gas so they can see the vault fire for themselves.
You know, we do take calculated risks in the fire service, but in this case, there's no reason that we can discern at this point to put anyone's life in danger, our crews, the Chevron technicians, or the neighboring residents.
Meantime, evacuation centers have been set up for those who need a place to stay this morning. They are at the Calvary Temple Church on Evora Road in Concord and the Los Mendenos College Gymnasium on East Leland Road in Pittsburgh. In San Jose, people gathered this morning to protest tech buses. You can see them wearing hazmat suits there, stopping this bus near San Jose State. They claim Google is toxic. Activists say a proposed mega campus near downtown will drive low-income residents out of the city. In recent years, people also have staged similar protests blocking tech buses in San Francisco, among other places. A sliver of hope for Bay Area renters. Real estate company Zillow says median rents went down in August and September compared to last year. That's the first time in the last 7 years. San Jose saw a 0.9% drop, a $30 savings for tenants. In San Francisco, it was a 0.6% drop. That's about $20 off a month. Silicon Valley analysts say this downward trend is due to people getting fed up with the expensive housing market, and they're moving on to cheaper cities like Portland and Austin. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has just met with President Trump about the U.S. mission to find out what happened to Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. This as the Washington Post published Khashoggi's final column today. Turkish authorities claim to have recordings proving Khashoggi was killed by a team of assassins after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month. Pompeo says Saudi leaders assured him they will conduct a thorough investigation on Khashoggi's disappearance.
This report itself will be transparent for everyone to see, to ask questions about, and to inquire with respect to its thoroughness. And I told President Trump this morning that we ought to give them a few more days to complete that so that we, too, have a complete understanding of the facts surrounding that.
The Saudi government has denied any involvement in Khashoggi's disappearance. Sources have told CBS News that Saudi leaders are preparing to admit he was killed in an interrogation gone wrong. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has just announced he is canceling his upcoming trip to an investor summit in Saudi Arabia. Mnuchin said he met with both the president and Secretary Pompeo, all deciding he should no longer attend. Facebook ramping up efforts to prevent election interference. The social media giant has built a so-called war room to help combat misinformation campaigns. It comes ahead of the midterm elections in 3 weeks. The war room has just enough space for 20 people and their computers. They'll be working around the clock with the help of 20,000 other employees around the world. Their job? Crack down on harmful content and take action if necessary. The Powerball jackpot has grown to $430 million after there were no winners in last night's drawing. Here are those numbers, but this isn't the only monster jackpot up for grabs this week. The Mega Millions jackpot has now soared to $970 million. The jackpot has rolled over 25 times, making it the largest jackpot in the game's history. I'll take a look at this. Burger King is making some spooky changes to its menu just in time for Halloween. Starting next week, the fast food chain is releasing what it's calling a Nightmare King. It is a quarter pounder of beef, a chicken fillet, American cheese, bacon, mayo, and onion. And if that's not enough, it's all sandwiched between a green sesame seed bun. Burger King says this sandwich is clinically proven to induce nightmares, maybe heartburn. Who knows? The Nightmare King will be available through November 1st. We will be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.